Teller replaced Oppenheimer as the face of the archetypical scientific statesman. The glorification of Teller in the 1950s was accompanied, Jeremy Gundel wrote, perhaps inevitably by the defamation of the man who had been his chief rival, J. Robert Oppenheimer. While Oppenheimer was excommunicated from government circles, he nevertheless quickly became a symbol to liberals of everything that was wrong with the Republican Party. That summer, the Washington Post ran a series of articles by the newspaper's assistant managing editor, Alfred Friendly, which the FBI observed slanted favorably toward Oppenheimer. In one article, headlined Drama Packs Amazing Oppenheimer Transcript, Friendly called the hearing an Aristotelian drama, Shakespearean in richness and variety, with Eric Ambler allusions to espionage, a plot more intricate than Gone with the Wind, and with half again as many characters as War and Peace. Many Americans began to regard Oppenheimer as a scientist martyr, a victim of the era's McCarthyite excesses. At the end of 1954, Columbia University invited him to give an address on the occasion of its bicentennial. The lecture was broadcast to a national audience. His message was bleak and pessimistic. Earlier, in his Wreath lectures, he had extolled the virtues of science in communitarian endeavors, but now he dwelled on the solitary condition of intellectuals, embattled by the fierce winds of popular emotions. "This is a world," he said, "in which each of us, knowing his limitations, knowing the evils of superficiality, will have to cling to what is close to him, to what he knows, to what he can do, to his friends and his tradition and his love, lest he be dissolved in a universal confusion and know nothing and love nothing. If a man tells us that he sees differently than we, or that he finds beautiful what we find ugly, we may have to leave the room from fatigue or trouble."